greetings this morning, today, this afternoon, this evening, in the name of Jesus. I come to you this morning in great awe of a mighty God. I don't know. I hope that you can get a little bit of the awesomeness of this mighty God that I've been talking about this week. This is the fourth day. This is the fourth message for this week. It's the third day of the month, but it's the fourth message that I've been bringing to you. And I've been talking to you about the awesomeness of God. And I would urge you, if you have not yet listened to the previous messages, the previous three messages, I would urge you to go back and listen to the previous three messages. And if this is an old message, when you get it, you can call 717-656-9576. And I can send you all the messages in this series. But I would urge you to listen to all of the messages in this set. I would urge you, oh God, friend, oh my dear friend. Sorry, I said the wrong thing there. I would urge you, my dear friend, to go back and listen to the previous three messages. Like I said, this is the fourth message, and I'm not sure what God has for me, but I know that God is an awesome God. I don't know what God has for you this morning, but I trust the Holy Spirit will bring a message that is tailored to you, tailored to what you need today. I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to do that. So let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, this morning, come to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. We come in the name of Jesus with your awesome holiness and your majesty. Lord, I'm not worthy to be here in your presence. And yet, Father, I know that you have put me here for a purpose. You have given me a message. Dear God, I want to be faithful to bear that message to my dear listeners. And Lord, this morning I pray that you would take this message and continue to impress it upon the heart of the people, to the heart of the listeners, dear God. Oh, I pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would pour out your Spirit and your grace, first of all, this morning upon me as a speaker, dear God, me as your messenger, oh God. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my heart and life. Lord, I confess that I have nothing to bring unless you are present. So, Father, this morning, I just ask you to take my tongue and speak through me. Dear God, that the listeners today might be able to, whether it's morning, noon, or evening, that the listeners might be able to hear your word, hear this awesome God speaking to their very own heart. Lord, we commit it to you. We commit this message to you this morning in the name of Jesus, our Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you this morning, and I trust that God will speak to you this morning. May you just open your heart. And like I said, please don't listen to this message until you've listened to the previous three messages. And I don't know what God has for you today, but God is a personal God. And I know he wants to speak to you, my dear sister, my dear brother. And maybe you are not a brother in the Lord yet, but you are a brother in the flesh. You are a sister in the flesh. Whether you are a sinner or not, you are a brother and you are a sister. You're made up of the same flesh and blood that I am. So in that sense, you're my brother. You're my sister. And I'm speaking to you, my brother, my sister, in that way. And if you are a brother and sister in the Lord, brother or sister in the Lord, praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Because he is an awesome God. And he is worthy of our praise. And if you are a brother and sister in the Lord, may you cry out to him in worship, in praise, in honor and adoration to this holy and mighty God that I've been talking about these last 3 days. But oh, this morning, may the fear of God fall upon you if you are not a brother and sister in the Lord. If you are not, if you do not have your sins forgiven, if you don't know that you're born again, oh, may the awesome fear of God fall upon you this morning. And may you fall upon your face and seek this living and mighty and holy God. Because he wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to live in your heart. He wants to speak to you. He wants to... You know, if you have a friend, how do you treat a friend? You're very... Let's go back in your growing up years, or maybe you're only a teenager now, but let's consider friends. What is a friend? How does a friend, how do you treat a friend? Do you tell your friend, do you tell that friend the secrets of your life? Just consider that, my dear friend. Did you tell your closest friend the secrets of your life? How do you treat your friend? Do you say harsh words against your friend? Or do you share intimate things with each other? Your closest friend. How is your relationship with your closest friend? Just consider it. And then consider that God wants to be your closest friend, even closer than your closest friend that you have on this earth. God wants to be that friend. God wants to be that person that you can come to with every little detail of your life, and you can confess it to God, and you can tell God exactly how you feel. That's how great and mighty this God is. This God who I'm talking about. These past 3 days, I've been talking about this great and mighty God. But I'd just like to share with you this morning that this great and mighty God wants to be your friend. He wants to be that intimate friend, that friend where you go to on a daily basis and you confess not only your sins before him, but your desires and your aspirations. You confess your everything before this awesome and mighty God. You come to him and you confess the awesomeness of this mighty God. You confess the greatness of a holy God. God is a practical God. And I don't think I'll get much into the practical things of this life and how you can serve God and how you can serve others and with compassion and all these things. Dear Lord God, this morning, again bow before you in the name of Jesus tonight. I just ask you to direct my thoughts here, Lord. Direct my thoughts. Direct my, may you speak through, may you use my tongue this morning to speak to this individual that's listening on the phone even right now. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would minister healing, minister grace to this person. Whether it be an inspiration and an inspiration to draw closer to God, or whether it be an inspiration to bring this person to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time, I pray this morning, dear God, that you would do it. I pray, dear God, that you would have your way, that your will can be accomplished, Lord. And Lord, I commit it to you in the name of Jesus. I know, dear God, that I am not worthy. I am not worthy to bring this message. This is a message of healing. Healing. There are many, many hearts out there that need healing. And oh, Lord God, this morning I just ask you to bring healing to this person that's listening. Amen. And oh, my dear friend, this morning, whoever you are, whether you be a brother and sister in Christ, brother or sister in Christ, or whether you be a blood brother or sister, whether you be a brother or sister just because you're fellow human being, you are my brother, you are my sister in one way or another. But if you're a brother or sister in Christ, I just ask you to worship the Lord Jesus. I ask you to pray for these people that are not yet born again, people that do not yet know that living God, do not yet know that creation, that God that created them. Oh, I pray, I ask you this morning, dear brother and sister, to call out to this living God and pray for this person, this other person that is listening, that is not yet born again, that does not yet know that relationship with the living God. I ask you, my dear brother, my dear sister, to pray that each one that listens to the sound of my voice would be able to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, my dear friend, my dear sinner friend, my desire is that you would come to the Lord Jesus. The Lord, this God of heaven, this great and holy and mighty God, it is his desire that you would come to him. And yes, there is no sin, even if you have committed, if you think you might have committed the unpardonable sin. If you are here listening to the sound of my voice, if you can tolerate the voice of God calling to you, it's not too late. God wants you to come to him and confess your sin, confess your unbelief before this Almighty God. You have not yet, if you're here and you're desiring to listen and hear this message, I don't believe that you have committed the unpardonable sin. So cry out to God. Cry out to God today for mercy, and he will have mercy. Confess your faults to God. Come as you are. Confess your faults, and he will bring you. He will lift you up. Humble yourself before this Almighty God, and he will lift you up. It says, the Bible says, humble yourself, and he will lift you up. I'm unworthy to bring this message, because this is a message of hope. This is a message of hope for each one of you. Maybe you're down and out. You are down at the bottom and you don't know where to go. Cry out to God. Cry out to God. He's there. He hears you. If you are sincere and you cry out to God, He will hear you. I guarantee you, He will hear you. If you're at the very bottom and you know that you're on your way to hell, just cry out to God and He will listen to you. He will hear you. He wants to dwell in your heart. He wants to put His Holy Spirit in your heart. And He wants to have communion with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. Cry out to God. Confess your faults. Confess your unbelief to God. Even the disciples of Jesus said to Jesus, "Help thou mine unbelief." I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. I can't quote it just exactly word for word, but go look it up. They said, "Help thou mine unbelief." He confessed his unbelief and confessed that he believes. And Jesus was right there. And he'll be right there for you. He will help you if you only confess. Confess your religion. Confess your unbelief. Confess your dirty rags. Confess your sins before this holy and mighty God that I was talking about. And confess your religion. Renounce your religion. And come to this holy God and say, "I will. I want you to come into my heart. Come, Lord Jesus. I'm open. I'm willing to go wherever you take me. I'm willing to forsake the religion that I was in. I'm willing to forsake that if that's where you call me. I know that's just religion and it's not a relationship. But oh, my dear friend, be willing to forsake everything that the Lord Jesus Christ calls you to forsake. Make that commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, I will follow you wherever you go." That was the commitment that the disciples made. Jesus came and he called these men. They didn't know. I don't know how well they knew Jesus. But Jesus said, "Come, follow me." You know what they did? They forsook their livelihood. They forsook their nets, their fish, and their father. They left it all behind because they realized it's not what it takes to get to heaven. This religious system is not what it takes to get to heaven. They forsook it all and they followed the Lord Jesus Christ. And my dear friend, this morning, my dear friend, again, I'm out of time. Where did the time all go? I know. Oh, my. God bless you. And I just urge you to receive the call. Receive the call. My dear Heavenly Father, this morning, I just bow before you in the name of Jesus, and I just confess, dear God, that I am not worthy. I am not worthy to bear this message, and yet, Father, I know you've called me to bear this message, and I just thank you for that, and I pray that you would anoint it, continue to anoint it, that may bring forth fruit, it may bring forth power, it may bring forth new life in the hearts of many listeners, a new motivation, a new courage to move forward. Oh Lord, I pray that you would do a deep work in the listeners' ears, Lord, in listeners' hearts and lives. And Father, this morning we commit these things into your hand because we know that only you can bring the fruit In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. God bless you. And may this awesome God, may you have a relationship with this awesome God. I know I've not quoted a lot of scriptures, and yet I believe that the power and the Spirit of God was present. And I hope that you felt and experienced the presence of this awesome and mighty God. And I pray that this awesome and mighty God may come and dwell in your heart and move you forward and move you to a deep relationship with Him. So I know it's time to close. My phone number is 717-656-9576. If you want to give me a call, if you want to ask me to send the rest of the messages to you or whatever it may be, just come. Just give me a call. And if you just want to share with me your testimony, I love to listen to testimonies. Share with me what God did in your heart. But not only with me, but share it with your friends and neighbors. Again, 717-656-9576. God bless you and have a great and awesome and wonderful day with the Lord.